Okay. Today is Daf Lama Dalad. We're on Lama Gimel on the Beis. We're by the Mishnah. We'll go through the Mishnah again. We're by the Mishnah on Lama Gimel on the Beis. Benos Tzedukim, the daughters of Tzedukim. It's the first we discussed Benos Kusim. Now we're discussing Benos Tzedukim. Bizman Shinabu Lechas Badaki Avatzeyin. If during a time when they follow their fathers, Harehin Kikusim, Kikusios, they're like Kusim. Parshu, if they stopped, if they abandoned the Tzeduki ways to follow the fathers, to follow the Jewish way, the Yisrael way, Harehin Ki Yisrael, then they have the din of Jews. Rabbi Yossi Omar, La'olam Hein Ki Yisrael. They always had the din of Jews. Ad until Shiyifrishu Lechas B'darkei Avos. So we know for sure that they follow in the Tzeduki way.
Why don't they say the same exact thing
to the Kusim? Because Kusim were different.
I
don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. That's a good question. Okay. Yibay Lahu. What about Stam and Mai? What about Stam? We have no idea. Stam. What's the story of the Stam? Stam. We know they live in a Tzeduki neighborhood. We have no idea what the girl's like. So, Toshma, on the one hand, we said, Venos Tzedukin. Bisman Shinoheges Lechas Vidaki Avosayit. If they follow their father's ways, Harehen Kikuzios. They're like a Kuzios. Hostama. That implies that if it's a Stam, Kisraelis. But aim at Seifa. But the Seifa, the implication is the other way. It says, Parsha Lechadach Yisrael, if they stop following the Jewish ways, if they stop to follow the Jewish ways, Harehen Ki Yisraelis, they have the status of the Yisraelis, Hashtama Kikusios. So Stam is like a Kusi. So the Mashmos go either direction. El Meho Lechel Mashmines, so from here you can't bring a riot over. You can't bring a riot from the Mishnah either way. Toshma, how about this? Itnan, Rabbi Yossi Omer, La'olam Hein Ki Yisrael. Really, they have the status of Jews. Ah, until Sheyifreshu L'lachas B'darkei Avoseihem. Until we know for sure that they're not acting like Jews. Michlal, you see from here, the Tanakam is Savar, Stam El Kikusios, that a Stam has the status of a Kusi, Shema Amina. Since Rabbi Yossi said that, obviously the Tanakam argued. Tanar Abana, listen to this story. Maisa b'tzeduki yachod. There was a story with one tzeduki. Shesiper im kohen gadol b'shuk. He was talking to the kohen gadol in the shuk. V'nisasa tanur mipiv, and some saliva, some spittle, went out of his mouth. V'nafla l'kohen gadol al b'gadav, and it fell onto the kohen gadol's clothing. Horiku panav shel kohen gadol. The kohen gadol turned white. Why did he turn white? Says Rashi. Charolo, he was afraid. Shenitmu begadav, that if begadav became tummy. What about being afraid? He became tummy?
He get
hit. Right. So what? Only the clothing. Okay, it's a shiloh. Okay. Then the kadam etel ishto. He ran to the wife. The machlokas, which wife he ran to. Rashi says he ran to the wife of the tzeduki, shel tzeduki, l'sha'ola, to ask her. In mishlima l'dam yorokulo. Does she hold from the red or green? In other words, is she not more red? I want to know what the story is of this woman. You hear this? He runs to the wife. Amrulo, she tells him, right, can you imagine you're not going to do all the kogel standing at your door? Ah, falpi, shenoshe tzedukim hein, even though we're tzedukim, mas eros mina prushim, we're afraid of the prushim, umaros dam lechacham, and we show them our maras, so we're holding it right. So the Rashba asks, how could you believe her? Where's her Nehmanis? Right? Yeah. Also, why don't you ask him?
No, obviously the doctor is asking her.
Why? Hey, why don't you ask him? Doesn't he know?
No,
so the Rashba answers that first of all, the whole thing was to talk to her, Mesiach Lefitumo, without her realizing what you're talking about. You couldn't do that to him. He already, right? Even though it wasn't on purpose. But he, you know, the man is harder to do that when you start asking the issue. What? Exactly, he's in the parsha. So he ran to the wife, well, maybe she'll be able to shed light. And the whole thing's in the Rabbanan anyway, so we'll trust this woman, right? What does she know, right? Amar Yossi, Bikin Anu Behen Yosef Min Ha Kol. So Rashi says that Rabbi Yossi lived in the neighborhood, he lived in a Tzeduki neighborhood. Why he lived there, I don't know, but he lived there. And he said, they're all good. Chutz, the hein maros dam chacham. They follow the halacha. Chutz, except for isha achas, one woman. Shaisa Bishkura Senu, he was in a neighborhood, Shalom Ra'as Adam Lachachavim. She didn't show the Da'amates and she died, but everyone else is okay. Betepiklei. What do you mean? So one second. So the Kohen Gadol had a whole shaila here. What's with the Tzeduki? Betepiklei Mishum Tzenura Da'am Ha'aretz. What about the fact that the Tzeduki, we have a rule that any spit of an Am Ha'aretz makes you tummy? Forget Kusi. Forget Tzeduki. He's still an Am Ha'aretz. Amar Abaya, b'tzeduki chaver. He was a tzeduki tamal chacham. Ask everybody, what's a tzeduki tamal chacham? What kind of oxymoron is that? A tzeduki tamal chacham? What kind of tzeduki is that? A tzeduki. Right? What is that? So he quotes over here from the Evan Ha'Ozel. This is the Bishas Zalman. What? Whatever they hold. What do you mean? So how can you have a tzeduki chaver? Chaver means you go with them measures and you're a big tamal chacham. Tzeduki means you don't hold the Torah Shabbat Peh. How can you have a tzeduki chaver? How could that be? It doesn't make any sense. It's an oxymoron. In the Chanami, we ask the same question. So the Gemara answers, so the Rabbi Zalman answers, that really, really happens to be this guy, he comes to shul, and he knows everything. He's gave the drasha, and he's a big time chacham. He's talking and learning the whole regular good guy. Happens to be, he lives with the tzedukim. What's up with this guy? This is the kind of guy we're talking about. We're not exactly sure what he is. He's not a real tzeduki, and he's not a real talmud chacham. We don't know what he is. Okay? You hear that? That's what he answered. Okay?
Who answered?
What? Rav Zalman.
The Gemara is
going to
ask the question later.
The Gemara, no. The Gemara just asked. The Gemara answered, how is it possible? How is it possible? Why didn't his spit become usher as an Am Ha'aretz? The answer is, he's a Talmud Chacham. How could you have a Tzeduki who's a Talmud Chacham? So the Islam answers, we see him as a Talmud Chacham, but really, we don't know what he is because he lives with the Tzedukim. So the answer is, we'll be medical for this. Amar Rava, wait a minute. Tzeduki chaver bol nida mashmas lay? A tzeduki chaver is going to be bol nida? They run to the house to ask the wife? Ella my Rava, no, they had different shots. Rava says, regal haya. It was during Yontif time. The tumas ama oretz beregal kitahira shavina rabbanan. This suffix, that all amaratzim are tame, that doesn't apply by Yontif time. Because Yontif, everybody goes to the mitzvah. Everybody's tar for the regal. How do you know that? Yechsev, like it says, this is a pasuk by the Pilegish Begiva. Vayasef kol ish Yisrael el ha'ir ish echad ha'chaveirim. Ha'katzav ha'kul ha'chaveirim. When it comes to a gathering, like everybody's a chaver, everybody's a big time chacham regarding this issue, regarding tumah. That's what it was. It happened to be during Yontif time, where we assume everybody's tar. This chashash about amaratzim being tameh goes away. The only thing left was the fact that he was a tzeduki, so he ran to the wife. Okay. This Gemara is not easy now. Ready? Dam, listen to these cases. Dam ovedes kochavim. The dam of a Gentile woman. Right? A guy. A goya. Dam ovedes kochavim. The dam tahora shel mitzorah. The dam tahora of mitzorah. That means she's a mitzorah. She's a female mitzorah. She had a baby. Okay, a boy, or it doesn't matter, let's say a boy. She counted 7 days. Now she's dam tahora. However, it's a funny thing. The dam, what's the story with her dam? Well, her urine and her rogue is tame. Why? Because she's a matora. What about her dam? Her dam tahora, right? For 33 days or for 66 days. What's the story with that? So Beishamai mitoris. Beishamai says it's tahor. It's Tahar. Ubeis Hillel, Omrim. Beis Hillel says, Kiroka ukmei ragleha. It's like no different than her spit and her urine, which is only tamei wet and it's not tamei dry. Okay? Dam Yoledes, Shalo Tavla. What about the Dam of the Yoledes that she didn't go to the mikvah? In other words, day 7 happened. She didn't go to the mikvah. Now it's day 8. Day 9, day 10, day 11. We eat such a thing called Dan Tahora. Does that even apply if she didn't go to the mikvah on day 7? So, Dam Tahor, Dam Yoledes, Shalo Tavla, right? Beishamai Omrim, Kiroka Ukmei Ragleha. Beishamai says now it has the din of her urine and her roke, which means it's only Tame when wet, not Metame when dry. Ubeitilo Omrim, Metame Lach V'yavish. No, it's both wet and dry. What's the reason for all this? You'll see in the Gemara. Umodim, however, Beishamai agreed to Beit Hillel, Yoledes Bizov, that if she went to the, if she gave birth and she was a Zava, how was she a Zava? Because she had a Re'iyah of 3 days beforehand, not related to childbirth, right? So she became a Zava. Then, Shehimetama Lach V'Yavesh. Then Beishamai will agree that if she doesn't go to the mikvah, she is metame lach miyavesh. Okay? Complicated Mishnah. Now, the first thing we're going to talk about is the dam of a goy. When I say goy, I mean a female goy. Okay? We're going to get to the male goy soon. The female goy, right? V'les lehu beishamai. Doesn't beishamai agree with the following pasuk? It says, Dabar el b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, v'amarta aleihem, and speak to them, ish, any man, ki yezov. Right? Ki yezov. B'nei Yisrael metamim b'ziva. Only Jews have an issue of ziva. V'ein ha'ov de'gachav metamim b'ziva. Goyim don't have tumas ziva. Now, it could be that a woman will bleed. Goyim are just like, they have same body, same biology as everyone else. But there's no din of ziva. Right? Avogazra lehem, we made a gzera on them, shiyehu kizavin l'chol divrehen. They should be zavin in all respects. Why do we make such a gzera? Because we don't want our kids playing with their kids. So if they're tamei, you'll stay away from them. Especially in a society where tum and taira were very prevalent. Right? It keeps you away from them. Fine, very good. Doesn't Beishamai agree with all that? How can Beishamai say that the dam of a guy is not tar? It's tar. How can you say that? Right? You hear that? It doesn't make sense that Beishamai would disagree with that. So, Amri Lach Beishamai. Beishamai will answer you as follows. Heichi Levid. What do you want us to do with this dam of this guy? What do you want us to do with it? L'tame Lach V'yavesh. You want us to make it the same thing as Jewish blood, that it's metame dry and wet, right? You know what's going to happen if I make a gzera like that? Asiyaso kishel Torah. I'm going to make it like the Torah. That's going to lead to huge chumras. That's going to lead to a lot of truma in this world getting thrown out, because the guy is going to touch the truma, and everyone's going to say the guy's dam is tame just like a Jew. If a Jew would have touched it, if a Jewish woman would have touched it, we have to burn it. Why? Because the dam is tummy. So too this guy. That's unnecessarily strict. The whole thing's in their abundance. We don't want the kids playing with their kids. So we're going to just destroy all the truma because she touched it? Therefore, says Beishamai, L'tame lach v'lo yitame yavish. I will agree that if it's wet, if the dam is wet, then yes, it can be mitame truma. But not if it's dry. What's the difference? Chilak the Bishal Torah. I have made a hecker. See, I made this hecker. I said the dry dam is okay. What's the result of that? People will realize, oh, this is only a gzera. This is only a gzera. After all, a guy is treated different than a Jew. By a guy, the dry dam is not metame. By a Jew, it is metame. They don't know. It's only a gzera. They don't want us playing with goyim. They don't want us hanging out with them. All right. So they made a gzera. But the Gzera was not the same thing as the Torah. If it was the same thing as the Torah, people would get mixed up. Says Beishamai, that's why I did this.
Even non-Jewish women, are they showing their blood to the priest?
No, but like we said before, every woman bleeds. It's, you can't avoid it.
Yeah, but he's making a chelak between dry and wet.
Okay, so let's assume that you could, if it's possible, you could know. I hear you. If it's possible that you could know such a thing, it's a good question. How do you know? Well, so you do know. right? Let's say you know. Okay? Now, ihachi, if that's true, then roko ume ragleha nami, then the urine and the spit of a guy also should be tahar. Right? Why is it true? Why is it true? We're going to learn later on Daf Nun Daled that the rogue and the meirag liam of a Yisraelis is only metame lach and not yovesh. Now that's the exact same thing you just said here by a guy. So you've made the rule exactly the same. So Beishamai answers, listen, given the avdin and heker bedama, once we made one heker by the dam, miyada yada, they're going to know the difference. The Yeroka, Umei Ragleha, Midrabanan. And everybody will know that the Roke and the Mei Ragleha is also Midrabanan. And it won't result that we're going to burn extra Truma unnecessarily. It's not going to happen. So the Gemara asks, Levet Hekera, Biroka, Umei Ragleha. Why don't we make the Heker by blood and by urine and Roke? That what? That should be completely Tahar. Ulatame ludama and make the dam tame. You hear that question? So why do we make the gzeira on roke and not on dam? So the Gemara answers: roku meragleha shchichi. Roku meragleha is very common. Gazu be rabbanon. The rabbanon made a gzeira. Dama blood delo shchichi. It's not so shchiach. Lo gazu be rabbanon. So right away, the Rashi, the Ritva, they point out dam is shchiach. It is shchiach. Like I said, it's part of biology. Women bleed. But they go to the bathroom more than they bleed, right? They go to the bathroom more so. It's more common to go to the bathroom. Everybody goes to the bathroom. You go to the bathroom at least once a day. Bleeding? It's only half the month. It's common, but relative to going to the bathroom, it's less common. Therefore, I made a gzera on the most common thing. The most common thing is going to the bathroom. That's where I made the gzera. Okay? Amar Rava. Now we're going to talk about a man. It says Rava Zovo Tame, the Zov of a man, of a guy, a male guy. The Zov of a male guy is Tame Afil Beishamai. Even according to Beishamai, who is Makel by a female, right? Right? He's Makel by a female by Dam. Is Machmir over here. The Kirio Tahar, and the carry of a guy is Tahar, afilu lebeis Hillel, even according to Beis Hillel. Okay? Zovo tame afilu lebeis Shammai. The reason why the zov of a male guy is tame, even according to Beis Shammai, do ikal levet akeira. Because again, I have to make a heker to distinguish male, to distinguish tame and Tahar. Right? What's the heker that I made? I made the heker, the kirio, with the carry. The carry of a guy is not tame. The zav of a guy is tame. Therefore, I'll know. This is strange, because by a Jew, it's all tame. So what do you make such a heker like this for? Oh, it's because you don't want me hanging out with him. But I don't have to burn the truma. So I made a heker. You hear that? Kirio tahar afil le Beis Hillel. The carry of a guy is tahar even according to Beis Hillel, who asserted the dam of a female, because Avad be Rabbanan Hakera, the Rabbanan already made a heker. What's the heker? By making the carry tamei, kihechi the lisser voleh trumas kachim. So you should not have to burn trumas kachim. So according to Beis Shammai, The heker is the zav, and according to Beis Hillel, the heker is the carry. V'levit hekera bezovo ulatame v'carry. Why don't they make it the opposite way? Make the heker by zav and be matame the carry. So the Gemara answers, zovo, when it comes to zav, delo tali b'maisa, it's not tali in a maisa. What does that mean, it's not tali in a maisa? You can't control it. Gazer be'rabanan. The Rabbanan made a gzera on that. Kirio, to Tali Vamaisa. Kerry, whether or not Kerry comes out, it's up to you. Right? You can control that. Therefore, lo gazav erabanan. The Rabbanan didn't make a gzera on it. Okay?
One question. Gzera is atuzah, right?
What? No. There's no tumah by a goy at all. The whole gzera is, we don't want you hanging out with goyim. So we made a rule that some of their stuff, some of their bodily emissions is tummy. So you shouldn't want to hang out with them and have you bring your truma over there. Now, the answer is, forget the truma. I'm sorry, no problem with truma. We don't want you hanging out with goyim. So he said, you know what? Tummy, big sign, tummy. You won't hang out with them. Now, how far did you make the gzera? So it's a machlokas over here. Some said, all I have to do is make one little hecker. Now you're not going to go near them. To make tumma on top of tumma, the problem with that is if I make the same tumma like a Jew, people are going to think that it's just like a Jew. And
The price we quoted at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Where we got the whole card for this was by Zup, right?
Right.
Okay, fine. But Mei's from Tom Zima, Eno come Tom Zima, but there was a Xero.
Right.
So it's not so far fetched to say that the Xero should be by Zup rather than by Kerry. So what's this question on Bezal? It seems a little funny, though. No?
Yeah, I hear you.
And that was the whole
Bukhari
in the first place.
Right. So a similar question to the common Amud Beis. Just hold off, see if we answer it. Probably won't answer, but hold off. Lema Messiah. Let's see if we can bring a raya from the following. Let's bring a raya from this, that Rav is right. From the following right, the following Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Mikvos. It says like this. Ovedes kochavim shepalta shikva zera miYisrael. You get it? A female guy, has relations with a Jew. So what comes out of her body? The Jew Zera comes out of her body. Poleta Shechva Zera. Right? It comes out. So the halacha is Tameya. She's Tame. Why is she Tame? Why is she Tame? Anyone know why she's Tame? We'll see in a minute why she's Tame. Bas Yisrael, but a Jewish girl. Shepoleta Shechva Zera min Ove Kochavim. That a Jewish girl that expelled the Sheikh Vazera of a goy, she had relations with a goy, the Sheikh Vazera comes out, she's Tahora. She's Tahora, right? What do you see from here? That the Sheikh Vazera of a goy is Tar. Huh? My love, doesn't that mean Tahora Gemura? It's completely Tar? So what do you see? Rav is right? That we didn't make a Xerah on Sheikh Vazera? Hello? No, he's not right. Tar midaraisa, but Tamei midarabanan. Midaraisa she's tar, not midarabanan. Next, Toshma, and the Tosefta mikvot. Nimtas Omer comes out. Shechva zera shel Yisrael, the shechva zera of a Jew, is Tameya b'chol makom, is Tamei anywhere it is. Afilu b'me'ei oberes l'chavim, even if it's inside a goy is a woman. And v'shel obi kochavim, tahor b'chol makom, a guy's zera is tar everywhere. Afilu b'me'ei Yisraelis, even inside a Jewish woman. Chut m'me'ei raglayim shaba, unless that shechva zera is mixed up with me'ei raglayim, in which case it'll be tameh. Anyway, you see from here that Rav is right, that there's no zera on shechva zera. You want to give me the same answer, that Tosefta is talking about Doraisa, not the Rabbanon? That can't be. Atu mei raglayim daraisa mi matame. Is tumas mei raglayim on a goy mid daraisa? There is not. Ella shma mina tahora afilu mid rabbanon shma mina. There is no shech vazera tuma at all. Okay. Like this, Kumar. Okay. Slight, very slight tangent now for a minute. Amar Mar, we just said that the Shechva Zera Shal Yisrael is Tamei B'chol Makom, Afilu B'mei Oberes Kochavim. That the Shechva Zera of a Yisrael is Tamei, even if it's inside a Jewish woman, a Goyish woman. So Tipsho to buy Rav Papa. So why can't this be an answer to Rav Papa's question? Because believe it or not, Rav Papa had this question. The buy Rav Papa, Rav Papa had this question. This question is in Masechta Shabbos Naf Peivav. It's like 7 years ago we learned that question. Shechva zera shel Yisrael, the shechva zera of a Jew, b'mei oved kochavim mahu. What's the story? So what do you mean, what's the story? We just answered it. So Gemara says, no. B'song shlosha lo kamim by Rav Papa. during the first 3 days, if Abba didn't have a shayla, that certainly will be tummy inside of her. Ki kami bayale la'achasho shloshi yamim. The question was after 3 days. Mahu, what's the story? So Yisrael, right? Yisrael, a Jewish person. So we're talking about now the shichva zera of a goy inside a Jewish woman. So a Jewish woman, the daige b'mitzvos. Jewish people are very worried about doing mitzvos. It's on their mind. Listen to this Gemara. It's on their mind all the time. They're very focused on it. Therefore, chavul gufayhu. Their bodies are all excited. They're all hot inside to do mitzvos. Therefore, masriach. Therefore, any zera inside of them is masriach. It becomes putrid. And therefore, tahar. Correct. Tahar. Then she's tahar. However, ovdei kochavim, but goyim, the lo daigi b'mitzvos. They don't do mitzvos. Lo chavil gufayhu. They're not so excitable. They're not so excited. Lo masriach. It doesn't happen. Therefore, they'll be talking even after 3 days. However, Odilmor maybe. Kivon de achli shkatzim urmasim. Since they eat non-kosher. So therefore, chavil gufayhu. Therefore, they're all excited. And therefore, masriach. It also, the same thing happens. That was our papa's kasha. And that is a teku. Okay? Now, The Aruch Haner asks, wait a minute, the homakar that you have to wait 3 days, for the zera to become masriach, is learned out from Matan Torah. So there were no mitzvos. So what do you mean the daigi and mitzvos therefore become, there were no mitzvos, it was before Matan Torah. So what's going on here? You hear that, Kasha?
No, they're excited to get it.
That's one answer. One answer is because they already said Nasa v'nishma.
They got some mitzvahs.
That's the second answer. They already got some mitzvahs. The Aruch Haner doesn't like this because they got two mitzvahs, therefore they're excited. Right? They got Shabbos and Paraduma. That's one third answer. The answer that he gives is the Aruch Haner gives the following answer. He says, one minute. I'm not sure what the answer is. It's not such a strong question. The hashkaf of this Gemara is fascinating. You know? Okay.
How do you know it's Israel's general?
So you know.
No, it says 20 guys.
Well, but since she wasn't like that, wasn't the case.
Okay.
So you know. Okay, now. Dam Tahora. Shal mitzaras beishamai. The dam tahora of a mitzaras. Look at that case. The case is, again, the woman is a tzaras. She has a tzaras. She not only has a tzaras, she also had a baby. Right? What? It's a busy week, right? So now, the halacha is that a mitzora, or a female mitzora, her rogue and her urine is mitame. What about her dam? Now, it's dam tahora. Why? Because she had a baby after the 7 or 14 days. So any dam that comes out of her is tar. But here, it's a funny thing, because anything else that comes out of her is tame. So what about the dam? You hear that case? So Beis Shammai said, she's tahor. And Beis Hillel said, the dam tahora is tame. Okay? Am I in the right place? Yeah, my time is the Beis Hillel. Right? What's the reason of Beis Hillel? That the dam tahora of a mitzora'as is tamei. What's the reason for that? Amar v'yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says like this. It says the following pasuk. It's in Tazviyah Mitzora. Zos toras hazav. Then it says, v'hadava b'nidasa v'hazav ezovasa l'zachar v'lanakeva. Right? What do you mean l'zachar v'lanakeva? Those words are extra. So the Gemara says, Lezachar, we're talking about a woman or a man that has a Zav or a Zava. So why do you say again the man and the woman? So Lezachar, Lerabas, Mitzara, Lemayinosav. The word Zachar includes a man when he's a Mitzara and anything that comes out of his body. Just because you're a Mitzara, you can still also be a Zav. And when a Keva, and in a Keva, is Lerabos, Mitzaras, Lemayinosav. To include a female and everything that comes out of her. Now, Mayinosav, what comes out of her? What is that? Is it other things? Like what? Like rogue and meraglayim? Mi zachar nafka. I could learn that out of the word zachar. Because that's what the man and the woman are the same regard. They both go to the bathroom. They both have rogue. So it didn't have to say the word nekeva. I could have learned whatever the zachar, whatever comes out of a zachar, while he's a mitzora, is tame. So too a female mitzora. Whatever comes out of her body is tamei. Rogue, meraglayim, makes no difference. So why did Mark Warrior use the word nekeva? Ella. Why did the Torah use the word nekeva? Ella, ledama, letame, dam, tahira, shalah. Right? Therefore, letame, dam, tahira, shalah. The word nekeva is coming to author something that only applies to a woman. What is that? Her dam tahora. That what? That it's tame. Okay? Ubei Shammai. What does Beis Shammai do with all that? So Beis Shammai says like this. Nekeva mizachar lo asya. That's not a valid Zerushal. That's not a valid limud. Why? The ikalimifrach. Because they're not the same. Ma zachar shekein ta'un priya uparima. A zachar has to have his hair shaved and he has to rip his clothing. V'asar batash b'shamita. And he's not allowed to be with his wife. Those three things don't apply to a female Mitzora. She does not have to cut her hair, she does not have to rip her clothing, and she's mutter to be with her husband when she's a Mitzora. So maybe I would say that whatever comes out of her body is not like the man. The man's much more machmer.
Meaning even
rogue and even meraglayim. I would not know that. Therefore, it must have had to say the word nekeva, and therefore I don't know that the dam tahora is tame. You know what? It's tar. Okay? Beis Hillel says back, Lichtov Rachmana bin Nekeva, V'lo boy b'zachar. Nekeva. And I wouldn't need Zachar, V'na Amina, and I would know. Ma Nekeva. So a woman who's so makel, She'ena Te'una, Priya, Prima, she doesn't have any of those Ruchumras, V'na Surbatasha Shemita, she's allowed to be with her husband. Rabbi Rachmana Ma'ina Seha, the Torah goes ahead and says, and by the way, whatever comes out of her body is Tameh. So Zachar lo kolshke? So certainly a Zachar. Right? So why did it say the extra word, Zachar? I'll tell you what. Emeino inin l'zachar. I don't need it for a Zachar. Because I can learn it out of the Keva. Tineu inin l'keva. Stick it by the Keva. Emeino inin l'mayin oseha. If I don't need it for the normal bodily liquids that come out. Tineu inin l'dama. Use it for dama. L'tame dam tar shalah. To be metame her dam tar. You hear all that? It's not so hard. Beis Shammai says, listen, Zachar min nekeva lo asya. You still can't learn out Zachar in the keva. I have another chumrah. Another reason why they're different. Not a chumrah. Another reason why they're different. The ikar lemifrach. Actually, that's the following question. Ma nekeva. Shekein metame ba'ones. A nekeva can be metame. She can have a ziva ba'ones. In other words, it always happens. She became a zava. That can happen. But a man, that can't happen. Tomar bezachar delo. You can't be a zava. A zav can't be a zav ba'ones. Has to be a reason why he became a zav. He ate something. He had to hear her. That has to be a specific reason. Just one day, all of a sudden, that's not make him into a zav. That's to be a reason. But a woman, there's no rule like that. She sees dam for 3 days in a row, she becomes a zava. Nothing to do. The ones does make a difference.
How does this help Beis Shammai?
What? Right, just to show that they have different requirements, so you can't learn one from the other.
No, but it's the same thing as the last one. What they still could say, okay, just learn it from the girl and then
culture game. So Beis Hillel is going to give a different answer. It says, Beis Hillel, Kayan b'Mitzora. We're talking about Mitzora here. U'barki mile d'zav? And you bring up Akasha from Zav? We're talking about the differences between a man and a woman by Mitzora. I said they're different. And therefore I hold that there are extra words to learn Tumah. But the argument was about only Metora. A woman doesn't require Priya and Prima, so therefore she's more Mekel. Therefore Beisham, I said, you can't compare them. Basilis is just opposite. You're right, they're different. Therefore, it's only Shitz and Nekeva. And if a Nekeva, who's so Mekel, is yet her Mayan is still Tameh, so for sure Zachar. So why is it extra word Nekeva? Extra word Zachar? To teach you that in Nekeva, the Dam is Tameh. Says Beisham, I hear all that, but they're still different in Hilchas Zav. Says Beshil, what do you mean Hilchas Zav for? The different Hilchas Tfilin also. I mean, it doesn't do with anything. The different Hilchas Zav. So therefore what? We're talking about Metorah here. So Beishamai, well, Shum Tuma Pirchi. I'm talking about the general categories of Tuma. You want to broaden it? Yeah, men and women are different. Right? Vibaitema, or you can give a different answer. Amri Lach Beishamai. Beishamai will tell you, you know why it says Zachar? Hai Zachar. Miboyele, Lezachar, Kol Shehu Zachar. A Zachar means any age. Bein Gadol, Bein Katan. Doesn't matter how old or how young. We're going to talk about that in 1 minute. And Beit Hillel, that what? That even a little boy, even a boy under Bar Mitzvah, even a little boy could be a Zav. Possible. Okay? Ubeit Hillel, he agrees with that halacha, a different source. Nafkalahu, he learns it out from Zos Torah Hazav. Another limud. Bein Gadol, Bein Katan. Whether it's a Gadol or a Katan. Right. What do you mean? Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right, I guess so.
I'm sorry, it's nothing.
Right. Okay. Now listen to this kasha. It's a very complicated kasha. Amr of Yosef, ki pasha of Sherman Lakish, bezav, boy hachim. When Rish Lakish was on Hilcha Zav, he had the following kasha. Re'ir Rishona shal zav katan, mahu shematame b'maga. When a little boy has one re'ir, what's the story? Is he matame b'maga? The halacha is like this. There's no, when a man has one re'ir, it could be a re'ir Valkari or it could be a re'ir Zav. It doesn't make a difference. It's the same halachas. You have a second re'ir Zav. Now you become a Zav. You have it a third time, you have to bring a carbon. Okay? So let's look at Rashi. It's the Rashi of Mahu Shatitma. It's the last Rashi in the skinny lines, before the lines get wide. So Rashi says like this. Shnia, if a boy, a little boy, has two re'ias, Loka Mibayala. That wasn't my kasha. That wasn't Rish Lakish's kasha. Taha Marbinan La Mila Zachar, Kal Shehu, Zachar. Because we had a limud. Zachar means any age, to be a Zav. V'hasam tarti rios chivi. It says it twice. V'azav ezovo. V'rishona shel Zav, gadol, nafkol mehaikra, zos toras hazav. What about an adult that has one re'ia? Also that wasn't a kasha to Rish Lakish. T'hainu chad de re'ia. T'chad de ziv, k'sivi b'kra, v'ashatei tzimeno shech v'zera, iskish re'ia, rishona l'keri. There's a comparison to re'ia rishona to a keri. Aval katan, but a katan that can't have keri. My, what's the story? Mi amrin, and do we say, kivan dila keri iskish, since a zav, one re'ia, is compared to a keri. Lo mishkachas lo el begadol, that only applies to an adult, the ishya bekeri, which is under the parasha of keri. Aval katan, dilesya bekeri, lesya be'ia rishona, right? That's one half of the suffix. So now back to the Gemara. So, Zos Torah Hazav Asher Teit Zirimenu Shech Vazera Amar Rachmana Kol Shech Vazera Shalom Atamei Rishona Shalom Atamei V'hai, and this little boy, Kivin the Shech Vazera Shalom Atamei, his Shech Vazera is not Matamei. Even if it can come out, it's not Matamei. He's too young. Ria Rishona Nami Lo Tatamei. So the Re'ir Rishona of a Zav, of a Katan, of a little boy, also not. O Dilma, or maybe. Kivan de Ilu Ilchaz Atarte Mitzdarfa. If he were to see a second time, he would become a Zav. So then the first one's going to be Mitzdarif, right? Therefore, Mitama. So combined, right? Amar Rava. Rava says, to answer this question, Tashma, come in here. Zos Torah Hazav. It says, Zos Torah Hazav. Bein Gadol, Bein Katan. Right? Whether a Gadol or a Katan. Ma Gadol, Ria Rishona, Shalom Atame. Af Katan, Ria Rishona, Nami Matame. And the answer is resolved. Based on the pasuk, which is exactly the pasuk we said before. They held any boy. Based Sham and Basil have different sources, but they have the same bottom line. Any boy. So then Rish Lakish's question is answered. Okay, I think we'll stop here because the next question is a similar question about a mitzvah with carrying some similar question, but the answer's not so easy. It goes on way down on the dollar. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. All right, everyone, have a very good day.